Fond du Lac police are investigating the theft and vandalism of Christmas decorations at Lakeside Park. Fond du Lac Parks Director John Redman called police to report that Christmas figurines were stolen and lights were ripped down throughout the park. Redman says it occurred sometime during the weekend. A Fond du Lac judge will hear arguments today in an appeal filed by the owner of a vacant Fond du Lac convent building in an effort to prevent the city from raising the structure. Fond du Lac County Circuit Judge Robert Wirtz is scheduled to hear the case after the owner of the Sisters of the Holy Nativity convent filed the appeal to prevent the city from demolishing the building. Last month, the judge lifted a temporary restraining order, clearing the way for demolition of the building on West Division Street. The building was severely damaged by an arson fire more than 4 years ago, and the city has argued that no significant effort has been made to repair the convent and that it presents a danger to the community. The Fond du Lac fire chief says it could have been a lot worse. Firefighters were called to a residence early Thanksgiving morning for a report of a smell of smoke in the house. The resident was not able to find the source, but firefighters found a towel smoldering next to a lamp laying in a pile of clothes.
It took us a little while to find the source of that smoke, but we were able to find it in a bathroom where there were some clothes and a towel that were too close to a heat lamp that was on. That smoldering is what caused the smoke in the house. So if it would have gone undetected, it quite obviously would have, you know, increased in size and complexity. The fire would have started the room on fire.
Fire Chief Pete O'Leary says there were no working smoke alarms in the house, and he says if the resident was not awake to feed her baby, the outcome could have been much different. A Fond du Lac City Council member wants the city to consider using alternatives to the weed killer Roundup in city parks. The issue was brought up for discussion at last week's city council meeting by council member Donna Richards. Richards says more than 1,000 residents have already signed a petition asking the city to consider alternatives to the toxic herbicide.
They say that it's limited and not near playgrounds, but it is used near trees and along trails. Obviously, when there's a tough area to clear, they go ahead and use it. And they say they use it safely in terms of their workers, but the fact is that there's nothing safe about it.
In September, the La Crosse Parks Recreation and Forestry Department switched to an organic compound after a group of local women asked the department to reconsider using Roundup.
From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.